Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
You can tell us.
Yep.
We're your friends.
You can be anonymous.
Safe place.
Yeah.
Well, you can.
Place. A lot of times, people just, they like texting in their secrets because it's just fun.
Yeah, it's free. It's like, okay, I said it. Now I'm done. You know?
Yeah. Like this person, been having a love affair with my boss for almost 2 years. And
wow.
Then adds, wow, does that feel good to get off my shoulders? See?
For 2 years.
Yeah.
Goodness.
There text 52353, left my husband for his cellmate.
His cellmate.
Interesting.
Well, that's a twist.
It is a twist. It's one you don't see coming.
Huh.
I wish I could cancel my wedding and my fiance and I just run away and get married with nobody there. All we need is each other, cake, and good pictures. The rest is a headache, not worth it. I will tell that person, every single person who's ever gotten married has said that exact phrase.
I was
right
about
here.
To say, yeah. I think that's like a common.
It can be stressful.
Uh-huh. That's just the lope. Comes up at least one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do your wedding anyway. Yeah. It's fine. This one. So this is the kind of thing I would expect from Monica. I threw up in my $200 purse at a stoplight so a cop wouldn't see me and pull me over for a DUI. I blamed it on my roommate.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's no good.
And not that I expect you to be driving while drinking. I just expect you to throw up in a purse. That's Monica. That's what it is. $200
yeah,
purse.
Yeah, you take an Uber.
So we have Not Jasmine would like to confess something as well. Good morning, Not Jasmine.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay.
She doesn't sound okay.
Well, we know that she maybe kind of, sort of, ish ruined a wedding. Ish. There's a whole lot of ish that goes down.
I'm tired of this ish today.
Well, you know, when I did my confessional earlier, Monica, I do believe, agreed with me that there was a gray area.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's an ish.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed it, you can go on the podcast and get it later. But Not Jasmine, this is your time. So what happened?
So my sister is getting married in June. So I'm, like, actually really freaking out, you guys. I need, like, a good seamstress or something because I ripped her wedding dress. I know. I told her not to give me a lot of responsibility because it's me.
I warned you against giving me things.
I'll give her a point for
She's
that.
She's already placed the blame on her sister, though.
Okay, now I mean, so you ripped the wedding dress. This is not your dress in the wedding. This is the wedding dress.
It's my sister's wedding dress. So I went to go pick it up. Like, she asked me to do it. It was fine. I was already running errands. I picked it up, and it was really beautiful. So I was like, well, I decided to try it on. And
that's bad. That might be worse.
Oh, did she put it on?
Yes.
It's probably some kind of
I put it on, rule. And I couldn't zip it, and I, like, stepped on it, and I ripped the zipper, and I just, like, this happened, like, 2 days ago, and I'm dying. Like, she's gonna kill me.
Girl, yeah, that was a bad idea, terrible idea.
I know, because you can.
Like, she's asked me to see it, and I've made up excuses. Like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, you got
to
get that thing
fixed, like, now.
Exactly, fixed, like, 2 days
ago.
What are you waiting for,
Jesus.
Woman? And really, I know there's an unspoken rule, but is there some sort of bad luck charm
probably.
Or something if someone else wears your wedding dress?
Probably so. I would, yeah. So
I mean, I'm going to guess yes since I ripped it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah.
There it was. Instant karma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You got to get that fixed.
Now, in her defense, and this is a very flimsy defense.
Okay. I want to hear this one.
She told her sister not to give her responsibility.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
And that's why I said she gets a point for that one because she did warn her sister. Said, don't.
Much like, what do I always say, Monica, about secrets?
Don't tell you any secrets.
Don't tell me any
secrets.
Right. I cannot hold
he
a
really
secret.
Can't.
So don't tell me. So if you're going to tell me, everyone's going to
if
know.
If it's a pregnancy announcement, Zach mm-hmm. will just end up saying it.
So you know what? Not Jasmine. I think you're right. This is all the bride's fault. We need to blame her. How dare she give you any responsibility? You
yes.
told her not to.
Well, I think you get the dress fixed, put it in the bag, make sure it's nice and clean.
Does she
don't
have to
it?
Tell her she tried it on, though?
No. I don't think you tell her unless you absolutely have to because you don't want her thinking, oh, my dress is cursed or something.
Okay, but do we need to, like, burn sage on this thing or something? Is there some sort of voodoo we have to do to cancel out some sort of unspoken, goofy bride bad luck thing?
No, I think you don't want to ruin her day.
I think the bad look is actually on Not Jasmine for putting on the dress.
She needs
to
get it fixed.
Are you married?
Me?
Are you married, Not Jasmine?
No.
And you never will be.
I don't think you will be now. I think you've put bad karma on yourself.
Maybe just ish.
Well,
ish.
It's all about the ish.
Yeah, just get the dress fixed.
Oh, that's, yeah, get it fixed.
Get it fixed and don't mention that you put it on.
Right. So Monica says, get it fixed, don't mention that, and then definitely.
You don't want to ruin her day.
Hold on to the lie for your. Mm-hmm. It's not a lie if you don't say anything. That's what it is.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
If it comes out later
that's,
in life.
That's later. That's yeah. that's
like
much.
Way later.
Like
decades.
When y'all are in the nursing home together.
Yeah. Yes, nursing
thing.
Home. Thousand
yeah.
years.
Remember that day?
Yep. So you can tell her in the year 3019.
Yes,
you can go ahead and
right.
do that.